Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yafif, Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Memches, Baba Kama 48a, pagination is 95. We had a Mishnah on the previous daf, which told us, Hichnis Peirosov L'chotzer Balabayis, a person brought produce into a homeowner's yard without permission, and the animal ate from that. The homeowner is potter because the produce came in without permission. Vim huska bohen, and if the animal of the homeowner got damaged because of this fruit, bala peiros chayiv, the owner of the fruit, will have to pay. We saw on Amud Beis, Amar Rav, on the first white line, Rav said, lo shanu ela shehuchlika. The damage that was done to the homeowner's animal would have been that it slipped. And that's why the owner of the produce is obligated to pay. Aval ochla, but if it ate the produce, potter. The owner of the produce does not have to pay because there's a principle, havala shalo tochal, it should not have eaten to the point that it does itself harm. And therefore, it's like it brought on itself this harm, and the owner of the produce does not have to pay. Likewise, we brought another braisa a few lines later. Ha'isha shanichnasa litchon chitim. A woman came in to grind her grain by this homeowner, and the Mefarshim comment, even though the homeowner stands to gain from this relationship, she's not just dumping produce here out of the blue. He stands to gain because she's going to pay for the rights to grind. Nevertheless, if the animal gets damaged, then this woman who brought in the produce would have to pay. And again, we revised the understanding of the braisa. Not any damage would she have to pay for. Only if the animal tripped over it would she have to pay. But if the animal overate, she would not have to pay because that's something the animal brought upon itself. Moving on to today's daf, about a quarter of the way down in the beginning of a line, Hahi Itza, there was a woman, the Ulsa Lemepa Be'ahu Besa. She came in to bake in a certain house. She had permission. She came in. She's going to use the house. She's going to bake. Baking involves kneading the dough, and then she's going to bake it. But it's nothing to do with grinding, which was a previous case. Osa barcho de mori de besa, the goat of the homeowner, came. Ochla lelisha, and ate from the dough. Chavil umis. It got overheated. Interesting word, not clear exactly what happened to the goat. Perhaps the wording would be it just overheated. Perhaps the dough still has the enzyme action of the yeast occurring and it kept blowing up on the inside of the animal until it killed it. Umis, it killed the animal. A little bit like what a baking soda action would do if chas v'shalom someone would ingest that when they're totally full. It creates an explosive type dynamic. Chiva Rava l'shlume d'me barcha. So Rava obligated her to pay the price of the goat, meaning her activity, her lack of paying attention to what the goat was doing and stopping the goat from doing that to itself is like she, through her negligence, killed the goat and she has to pay. Lema pligo ad Rav. It would seem to be arguing with the principle that Rav taught us, the Amar Rav havya lo shelo tochal, that we say to one who eats and damages himself, you shouldn't have eaten. We say to the owner of the goat, in Rav's case, your animal should not have eaten. Why is this different over here, that the woman is liable? Let's skip down about six lines. In the beginning of a line, Amri, I'll tell you the answer. Litchon chitim, when a person comes in to grind the produce. Kevin de la boitzini usa midi, she doesn't need privacy. Loboi mistalkim maravasa de chotzer nafshayu, so the owner of the yard does not have to leave. Vaale di de raminiti rusa, and therefore on the homeowner guarding the animal remains as his responsibility. It does not become hers. She didn't ask anybody to leave to grind the grain. No one had the expectation that they had to leave because she's grinding the grain. Avala meifa, but if she's going to bake bread, if that's the permission that was given to her, kevin de boy hitzini usa, since it's understood that she needs her privacy because she's going to roll up her sleeves, maravasa de chotzer misalki nafshayu, the owner of the yard leaves. Hilkach alodi da ramyo nitirusa, and therefore the obligation to guard the animal not to be damaged falls upon her. Apparently, this rule that Rav said that the animal shouldn't have eaten is not just a svara on the animal, that the animal is so intelligent. It's apparently coupled with the presence of an owner. And therefore, in this case, because the owner had to leave, it was understood that in this transactional relationship where she's going to be using the yard or the house with the owner leaving, that the safety of that environment now rests on her. And she's therefore held responsible for the goat eating the dough because the owner was not present and could not be present according to the deal that they made. This Gemara is brought as one of the sources for the levels of tzniyus that a woman maintains, that apparently once she rolls up her sleeves at some point, she's rolling them up to the point that they're now like short sleeves. That was a level that required that the homeowner left the room, because to go with that level of uncovered arms would have been a lack of tznius in the presence of somebody else. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.